This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Character Concerns NFL Draft Special. Jay Binkley, Chris Nocero, Jacob Mustard producing the operation.
Brought to you by Salvation Army's Down for the Challenge. Register today to rappel down GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium on May 22nd at downforthechallengekc.com.
Good stuff from the Air Scouts. We went over some of the day three selections. Jalen Royals, then Jeffrey Bossa. And finally, they get a running back by trading both picks in the seventh round, including our very favorite Mr. Relevant pick was traded. That's very disappointing, but they got a running back out of it,
yeah, so I can't complain. They didn't get Nazir Stackhouse. He ended up signing as a UDFA with the Packers, so I was disappointed.
Was he there? Did he walk out on the stage like everybody else did?
Yeah, what was it? Was it Soren? Soren or whatever his name was?
In the green room.
He was like, first off, he was never invited there. How did he get in?
I don't know,
like, what happened. But no Nazir Stackhouse. He actually was a later announcement, so I'm sure that there was a lot of negotiating going on between his agent and different teams.
And the fact that I think that he was there.
I'm talking about, Nazir.
Oh,
yeah. No, Nazir, he was doing a lot of negotiating, and, cause I was kept searching his name to see if he was going to be a name that came across for the Chiefs. But apparently it was like an hour or two. It was like a couple hours actually after the draft ended was when it was announced for the Packers. So apparently there was some negotiating going on there.
So Breshard Smith comes to the Chiefs in the seventh round, thanks to New England trading both those picks so the Chiefs can move up and get the running back that they wanted. Breshard Smith, smaller stature, somebody that's not going to be your pound between the tackles guys, but someone that might remind you of Jed McKinnon and other speed guys. Very fast guy at the combine, 4.39 speed. Former wide receiver at the U. He can also return kicks, which is important because, again, Jalen Royals returns kicks, and Breshard Smith does something that Brett Veach had said in his press conference before the draft started. Some of the things they're looking for, the intangibles are, can you return kicks as well with the new kickoff rule coming to 35 instead of 30?
Like I said, watching his tape, he looks like a wide receiver playing running back. He's got he's got a lot of burst, and he's very agile, great in open space, just has natural instincts as a pass catcher because of his time as a wide receiver when he played for Miami. They lined him up wide sometimes and had him run routes, and he was able to get open, able to make catches. I think he... at the very minimum, I think you're getting a Jet McKinnon type, but I think that there's some upside for him to be a James Cook type if he can develop his in-between the tackles running. Probably needs to add a little weight. He's like 194. Probably needs to add like maybe 10 more pounds or so just for durability's sake. But the good thing about him is he doesn't have a whole lot of hits on his body because he played wide receiver before this year, before the 24 season. And, you know, that to me gives him a lot of upside for the long term. We still got to see him develop because he's still learning how to play running back. He only had 1 year at it. But the talent is there for him to be a very productive player at the
next
level.
Like these SMU guys, Rashee Rice.
Yeah. No, they clearly like Rashard
Smith. You get the owner of the team that went this.
Yeah,
so it all helps.
A lot of talent there. I mean, obviously SMU was one of the better teams in the ACC the entire year, and you know they were sitting right around that top 15, top 10 for the latter part of the year there. And you know, unfortunately for them, I think they didn't quite have the performance they were looking for in the ACC championship.
He measured in at 5'10", 194 pounds at the combine, 4.39 speed. As we mentioned with Rashard, but you look at his college stats, and this year, I mean, these numbers are going to blow you away. Again, look at competition, but they did make the playoffs, right?
He was ACC, so let's put it there.
But
it's ACC talent.
He had 1,333 yards rushing, 5.7 yard average, 14 touchdowns on the ground, add in 39 receptions, 327 yards, and another 4 touchdowns. The guy, again, great receiver. When he was at the U, he had 33 catches for 308 yards his sophomore year, 14 his freshman year, but that was as a freshman. And he also, his scrimmage yards were off the charts.
It's like, so almost 3,000.
Yeah, 274 for 1,659, 18 TDs. So extremely productive player with low usage as far as his body is concerned.
He had almost 2,900 yard all-purpose yards. If you add in his return yards as well, he's over 1,300 on returns. So this is someone who was incredibly productive. 18 touchdowns combined on the season between rushing and receiving. This is an incredible talent.
Then you look at some of the teams they played. All right, he had 18 for 127 against TCU. Against BYU, he had 75 yards rushing. You look at some of these other against Clemson in the conference championship game, 24 for 113, 6 catches, 34 yards. So extremely productive in the ACC title game.
I mean, they were getting whooped in that game, and he was out here trying to keep them single-handedly, trying to keep them in the game.
In the first round playoff loss to Penn State, he had 62 yards rushing, also added 4 catches, 24 yards. So as far as big time competition they played, by the way, against Duke, he did have 117 yard rushing, 161 against Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Like I said, he is a very, very good talent. The athleticism is exactly what you would expect a Chiefs skill position player to have. I think that the Chiefs are going to use him very much as a running back and as a wide receiver. We'll see if he can develop into a potential starting running back in the future. But at the very minimum, you're talking about a really, really talented gadget player that is going to be able to be effective on third downs, I think. And I think you're definitely going to see some packages for him as a wide receiver, too.
It's a nice tool, a nice toy for Andy Reid. And it's going to be interesting seeing what they do, because Elijah Mitchell, don't forget, he's over here from San Francisco. He actually ran a 4.32 at his pro day. Extremely fast player. Kareem Hunt's back here. That's where your meat and potatoes get you those yards. And also timely catches like a Samaje Perine. Because Samaje is now back with the Cincinnati Bengals. Obviously, Kareem Hunt role. Isaiah Pacheco, what's going to be the role for him? And how much can Rashard Smith come in and take carries away from Isaiah?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't expect him to take a lot of touches away from
That's early. A full running back room. We didn't even mention Carson Steele.
Right, yeah. And to be honest, I'm not too sure if Carson Steele has a spot on this team anymore. Because I think you look at what Rashard does. That's an Andy Reid type of guy. Like, Andy Reid loves guys, like talent with
guys. Oh, this is Andy Reid going out to dinner, writing plays on napkins like Bill Walsh used to do for plays for him.
I'll tell you this. This is a guy who's going to catch. He might get a screen or two a game in this system with the kind of skill set that he has in open space.
No question. Like the fact they finally got a running back.
Yeah, we were
pounding. There was other ones like Dylan Seams is the one I really wanted, but of course he goes to freaking Cleveland.
Day two and day three, that's all we were looking for is get a running back. Like, just please get a running back somewhere.
We'll take a look at the AFC West. What are they doing to combat the Kansas City Chiefs in 9 straight division titles? If they do enough, they do enough in the draft this year. Do you look at these other teams like Denver and the Chargers and the Raiders and say, oh, I'm actually concerned about them, or are you not concerned at all? We'll discuss the AFC West draft selections next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back to the Character Concerns NFL Draft Special. Jay Binkley, Chris Nocero here with you today, talking draft for another 45 minutes or so, and we'll get you tomorrow night, 6 to 9 p.m.
Brought to you by J&M Displays. Apply now to shoot off large-scale fireworks displays at jnmdisplays.com.
Good stuff. Thanks to Jeff Brom that joined us earlier talking about the Ashton Gelati pick from the Chiefs in the third round, because he compared it to George Karloftis, which he had when he was at Purdue. All right, let's look at the AFC West. Can they stop the Chiefs streak? Did they do enough? And I don't care about free agency. Like I said, seven of the top 10 teams in spending didn't make the postseason last year, but what'd you do in the draft? That's the lifeblood of your organization. Pro Football Focus actually gave the Denver Broncos a B. But their first pick, I actually liked better, not necessarily the player, but the theme, the position, because you look at the Broncos and the Raiders, they go running back in the first round. The Broncos didn't. They go to Jadae Barron at corner to pair on the opposite side of Patrick Surtain. This is a try-to-stop-Mahomes type move.
The first two picks they made, I would give an A. After that, I'd probably give it like a C.
Your second pick was R.J. Harvey out of UCF.
Yeah, so good, great start. I remember after I was watching, and when they made the second pick, that R.J. Harvey pick, I was like, oh, okay. Strong start for Denver. I was like, Sean Payton made a nice little start to this whole deal. And then after that, Pat Bryant, round three. I was like,
got him a couple rounds early on that one.
Not only that, but like,
he's big. I give him that. But
like, again, it was just like guys like him who basically cannot get any separation. He could not get any separation in Illinois. He was a guy who had to moss everybody to make catches. And like, now you're saying you're going to go against NFL level corners, guys who can stick to you, guys, and especially now because like the complex zone coverages that teams run, where they play a lot more match than they have in the past. Nowadays, it's like he's not going to be open that often. So to me, it's like you figure you would take somebody that is much better at getting open than someone who couldn't even get open at the collegiate level.
In the third round, they drafted Savion Jones. Again, you think about pass rush.
Braden Swenson was right there.
15.1% pass rush win rate, according to Pro Football Focus. I can see why maybe they did that. Robinson out of Alabama, another edge. They go edge in the third and fourth. Very good pass rushing grade Robinson had at Alabama. Then they go punter. Okay, big deal in the sixth. And Caleb Lohner out of Utah, the tight end in the seventh. So not wild after the first couple of rounds.
Yeah, it was kind of there. I mean, like I said, I think they should, if you're going to go edge rusher at LSU, you should have taken Braden Swenson. I think there was better value there than with Savion. Q Robinson, good grade, but he wasn't like crazy productive, and he wasn't someone that people thought of as like one of the premier pass rushers.
Again, top edges, you start losing some sack ability there in the fourth round.
Right, and so it's like, you know, you kind of, if you're going to go edge rusher, I mean, hell, they could have taken an edge rusher in round three and got a better value there than they did when they, or earlier in round three.
I love the Barron pick when you're thinking about trying to stop Mahomes. That's a very good first round pick.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a great pick, and, you know, because everyone was just throwing it opposite of where Pat Surtain was lined up, so it made a lot of sense. And, you know, R.J. Harvey, you need a running back when you play that old school West Coast style that Sean Payton likes to run. So you get a guy who has the potential to be a workhorse for a few years for you.
And as far as the Chargers, Pro Football Focus gave them a B+. Again, the Chiefs got an A from Pro Football Focus. In the first round, the Chargers drafted Amarian Hampton out of North Carolina. I actually liked him as the top running back in
Me
the
too.
Draft.
Me
More
too.
Productive in 23 than 24, but they signed Najee Harris in the offseason.
I mean, if you're not Najee Harris, he cursed out loud when he saw that pick. He cursed out loud when he saw Amarian Hampton's name come across the board.
Because Dobbins, they said enough of Dobbins, let him go. They brought in Najee Harris. To me, this is more of a luxury. If you're trying to stop the Chiefs, it's not with the running back.
No. And here's the thing. I get why they did it, because they're thinking long term there. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense why you would go out of your way to draft a running back round one when and I'm not a huge fan of Najee, but like, you know, you got someone that you can at least.
Well, I think Hampton's better.
Decent. Me too. But like, my thing is, why, if you're confident in Najee, which clearly they're not, it's like, why would you even go out there and make that move there? Like, to me, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, because Najee, I don't think he's going to be happy with the fact that you have another guy. He's expecting to be the workhorse. This is a prove it year for him, and he's not going to be able to prove it because his Amarian Hampton kid's better than he is, and now he's not going to have an opportunity to go out and do his thing. So to me, it's like, either should have used that money elsewhere for a different back, or what you should have done was you should have used, you know, instead of going luxury round one, you go get value like a receiver or something.
And one thing they did need is receiver. And they addressed that in the second round, pick 55, of Trey Harris out of Ole Miss. A very good, actually, he's the top receiver graded against man coverage in this class. Brought in Ladd McConkey last year. So Trey Harris in the second round, followed by Jamari Caldwell, defensive lineman out of Oregon. And then Kyle Kennard, the edge out of South Carolina. And then they draft the wide receiver, Keandre Lambert-Smith, out of Auburn. Okay, a tight end in the fifth round, they go Aronde Gadsden, who a lot of people liked. Here, he had a kind of a switch from tight end or wide receiver to tight end, had a really productive
year. A guy that we mocked to the Chiefs.
So, yeah, they bring in Branson Taylor, a tackle from Pittsburgh, Mickens, the safety out of Clemson, and Bridges, another safety out of Florida. So, again, not overly wowed by what the Chargers did.
Yeah, I'm not a big Trey Harris fan. Like, to me, even though he played well against man coverage at the collegiate level, he doesn't have that breakaway speed like that. And you get to the NFL, like all these, there's a lot of slower corners who are faster than he is. And so like that to me would be a little concerning about his ability to be able to play at the next level, unless they use him in a very different way than he was when he was at Ole Miss. And that might actually be how he ends up being able to have success at the league, is he's used more like a Rashee Rice than he is like he was at Ole Miss. But Jamari Caldwell, guy that you was thought of as the top defensive tackle at Oregon until Derek Harmon overshadowed him this past year. Kyle Kennard, good value there. I really like that. And then, yeah, we brought up Aronda Gats in the second. Very, very talented, physically tight end.
Grew into his body.
Yeah, grew into his body. You know, good size on him. Doesn't have a whole lot of skills as far as blocking is concerned, but I think you're looking at a Jody Fortson type.
The Raiders, Pro Football Focus, gave them an A. It's rare to see the Raiders with an A. Pete Carroll comes in there to be the head coach of the Raiders. They bring in Geno Smith to be quarterback. What's Pete Carroll like? He likes bruising running backs. Had Marshawn Lynch with the Seattle Seahawks. He drafts Ashton Jeanthe, the top running back, off the board out of Boise State. They did lose Josh Jacobs, who went to the Packers last year. The Raiders definitely needed a running back. Worst mark in the NFL as far as their Pro Football Focus grade last year.
But they were terrible. Game. Them and the Cowboys were awful. At
so this is what they needed. This is what they needed to get Jack Besh, the wide receiver out of TCU in the second round. Darian Porter, the cornerback out of Iowa State in the third. Also in the third, Caleb Rogers, the guard out of Texas Tech. Charles Grant, they get the tackle. Round three, pick 99. FCS tackle, extremely long arms. We like Charles Grant a lot. This is a good pick for the Raiders, to be honest with you. Deontay Thornton from Tennessee, the wide receiver in the fourth round. Again, big size, 6'5", over 200 pounds. The production doesn't match the skill set, so wait and see on Thornton. Like the size, a lot of things I should like about Deontay Thornton. Good in intangibles, great 40-yard dash in the 4.3 range. But, again, the production, is Nico not throwing the ball last year? What, Tonka Hemingway, defensive lineman at South Carolina in the fourth. They go Tommy Mellott, touchdown Tommy Mellott in the sixth round. He was the quarterback at Montana State, made the FCS title game. 5'11 quarterback, so he wasn't going to play at the next level quarterback.
Yeah.
He's a winner, though. At his pro day, allegedly ran a 4.39, 41-inch vertical. You can see why they're going to make that switch to wide receiver.
So this, I've kind of dubbed this the all potential team.
Oh, and Cam Miller. Don't even forget about Cam Miller.
Cam Miller, and then Cody Lindenberg, the linebacker out of Minnesota. All potential team. That's what it is. Because outside of Jeanthe, it's like Betch is a guy a lot of people really like. I have my questions on him. I don't know if he's going to be a great separator or anything. Seems to me like he's going to be a guy that's going to have to moss a lot of guys to be able to get yards. Darian Porter, converted wide receiver to cornerback. Going to take him some time to acclimate to the position, but he's a good athlete. Though he's definitely got to work on his ability to play in man coverage. If he cannot play in man coverage, it's going to be some, you know, unless they just go zone heavy the
entire
time.
He's a former wide receiver, though.
Yeah, so I'm saying
I like that.
Right, but again, it's like it's different when you have to play man coverage versus run routes.
Track background, though.
Yeah. Again, though, there's more nuance than just running in straight lines and curves. Charles Grant is one of my favorite traitsy tackles in this draft class. He was an FCS guy at William & Mary. Super talent, just needs time to develop. And Dante Thornton's another guy. Not productive, but incredible talent. And you love the size. He's got traditional X size.
Good getting off the bus guy.
Yeah, definitely a really good getting off the bus guy. So they went and they did a good job at getting some good value there. J.J. Peggs as well from Ole Miss, defensive tackle. That's another guy who's got some talent. But I don't know if there's substance to this class. I see a lot of potential. I don't know if that potential is going to lead to anything on the field, though. So to me, this is the all potential class right here.
And Pro Football Focus has given them the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, and I get that. And I think it's nice to draft for potential for sure. But you also want to make sure that there's some substance in there, too.
But she's very good at stopping runs. They didn't allow a 100-yard rusher throughout the season as a running back, even though Lamar Jackson got 122 from the quarterback position against the Chiefs. So they're going to have to deal with Jeanthe. They're still going to have to deal with Najee Harris there. And, of course, Amarian Hampton and then R.J. Harvey. So the AFC West is going to have, not only do they have the coaches, the quarterbacks, now they got some running backs.
Yeah, and there is one thing about Jeanthe that does concern me is that he's a guy that really kind of relies on being able to break tackles. And he was, you know, he was doing that in the Mountain West. Now you are in the NFL. And we saw when they played Penn State in the college football playoff, he wasn't able to break tackles quite at the same level he was before. Still had a good game, but he wasn't breaking off the big runs. He wasn't, his yard per carry average in that game wasn't as high as what he generally does, because those guys at Penn State, they tackle better than they do in the Mountain West. And now you're getting to the NFL where most of these guys can tackle unless they're on a bad team. And that means that he's going to have to be more elusive than he is, more than he does play as a power back at the collegiate level. Because you try to play at his size as a power back like that, I think there's going to be a lot of times where he misses out on opportunities to get big gains because he didn't try to make a guy
miss. In the conference championship game against Barry Odom and UNLV, had 209 yards rushing. In the Penn State game, like you mentioned, the quarterfinal, 30 for 104, just a 3.5 yard average.
Right, so I'm saying.
Right. Exactly.
His yard per carry average went down because he wasn't bouncing off tacklers like he did before, because those guys can tackle now.
So that's a look at the AFC West and what they did maybe to combat Patrick Mahomes and trying to win yet another AFC West title. What about the rest? What about the rest? Who had the best drafts? Who had the worst from all these teams in the National Football League? We'll talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back, Character Concerns NFL Draft Special. Jay Binkley, Chris Sinocero.
Brought to you by Powell Exteriors KC for siding, windows, decks, and more. It has to be Powell Exteriors KC and PowellExteriors.com.
All right, draft grades, as we mentioned earlier, they don't really matter because Chiefs got a C and C plus when they drafted Mahomes. it's more of a wait and see. Like the Raiders you just mentioned, could be a wait and see for the Raiders going forward as well. Will it turn out to be a good draft class or not? I am scratching my head on the Chargers, though, to be honest with you. We talked about that. But who else really stood out to you, Chris, as far as NFL draft classes? I've clearly got to think a few that I think stood out.
I really, really like what the Ravens did. I mean, Malachi Starks was a great value back into the first round. Mike Green, so he does have some character issues that cause his stock to fall apart. Reportedly, he's been accused in a couple of different sexual assault cases, you know, accusations like that. So that kind of seems like why he fell down the board a little bit. You went and got Tyler Loop, a kicker there, which definitely seems like is going to be some trouble for Justin Tucker and his future there in Baltimore. And then Aeneas Peebles, a defensive tackle out of Virginia Tech, that was a guy that fell. And I was surprised he fell that far. He was a guy that you were thinking maybe late day two. But he ended up falling all the way to day three, and they were able to get good value there. And then Robert Longerbeam, a guy that is very, very, very talented cornerback that was thought to be much earlier in day three or even late day two. He ended up falling towards the bottom end of, I think it was like a sixth round pick. So they got really good value there for the Ravens, I think.
So besides the Ravens, who else do you like?
I mean, obviously the Chiefs. Seahawks were probably my favorite class of anybody there because you went and you got Gray Zabel. Even though I absolutely hate teams drafting guards in the top 20, but Gray Zabel, I still think he's the best guard in this draft class, and I think this was a great addition. You got Nick Emmanuel early in the second round. Emmanuel may be the best safety in this class. Incredible talent. A lot of people thought that the Eagles were going to trade up and try to take him instead of Jihad Campbell. Elijah Arroyo, the tight end out of Miami, a guy that we liked as a possible chief. He ended up there. Jalen Milroe, I think you got a great value on him, getting him late third round. Potential quarterback of the future. Going to take some time to develop him, but potential guy. I like Riley Mills, the defensive tackle out of Notre Dame. Good rotational interior defensive lineman. And then Torrey Horton, your guy, wide receiver, Colorado State. That's a guy I think has number one talent. Now, whether he actually lives up to that, we'll see. But he's an incredibly talented wide receiver for sure. Damian Martinez, a running back out of Miami, a guy that we thought was an option for the Chiefs, a guy that visited with the Chiefs, big back, 6 foot, almost 200 pounds. And, you know, this is a guy that could be a good power back in the future. He ends up there. I thought the Seahawks had the best draft.
I'm going to go, surprisingly, the Patriots. Will Campbell was their first pick. All right, short arms. We all talked about his short arms. But he is tremendously good at what he does. And they did do their homework. They flew to Baton Rouge, did Vrabel and the coaching staff just to kind of look at him and what he had. But they get Trevion Henderson as well. Love this kid and what he can do at running back. So there. And then Kyle Williams, one of my favorite wide receivers in the draft, played with Cam Ward at Washington State. He can do many different things. Love that pick, too. Another one they got is Joshua Farmer. It's the defensive tackle with the longest arms in the draft. The defensive tackle out of Florida State that we actually loved doing a lot of our mock drafts. There's some other questionable picks, but there were some picks there I really like, especially Kyle Williams, and you got Henderson, and you got Joshua Farmer in that class. So that's a class I think they did really well. Mike Vrabel did a very good job on that one. As far as a team that's still looking for a quarterback, and I know I don't think Jackson Dart's the answer, but the Giants had an interesting one to me. They got Abdul Carter, the best edge rusher in this quarterback class. It's going to be a fun team to watch, seeing what he does and how he progresses. Darius Alexander, defensive tackle out of Toledo, we loved. They picked up him as well. And Cam Scadaboo, again, all interesting team with the Giants draft.
Very interesting team. I'll say that.
I don't know
if they're going to be good, but they're going to be interesting for sure.
They've got a great quarterback room. Russell Wilson and Jameis.
I can't wait for those press conferences. I'll tell you this. I hope that Russell Wilson is a disaster and then Jameis takes over as the starter
And Jackson Dart looking over his shoulder.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Jackson Dart's not going to be good, I don't
think. Brian Daboll gets fired week five.
And I'll say this. Their defense is going to be fun because I like Darius Alexander a lot. That's a steal
around
three. Oh, and
Fedoni, the tight end for Nebraska, is with the Giants, too.
Yeah. Darius Alexander, I think, is a steal around three. Abdul Carter, I think, is going to be awesome. Him and Kayvon Thibodeau. They finally announced they're going to pick up the fifth-year option on Kayvon Thibodeau. That's going to be a nice tandem there. Though I still think Thibodeau might be a trade option because they did kind of float around. They might try to trade him. Cam Scataboo is going to be really cool because he is very talented back, and I expect that he's going to kind of – they're going to kind of use him the exact same way that they were using Saquon when he was there. It's going to be nice, and it'll be interesting to see whoever their next coach and general manager will be and what they do with the talent that they got this year.
My worst goes to Drew Nixon, Cincinnati Bengals.
I agree.
Shamar Stewart in the first round, the edge – it's a reach, man. He's got the size, but 11 tackles for loss, just 4.5 sacks in 3 seasons. And I get it, man. Nick Scordon's production went down, too, when you think about Cincinnati. They bring in Darius Knight, the linebacker from South Carolina. Again, Jermaine Pratt's not happy at linebacker at Cincinnati. That'll ultimately be his replacement. Taj Brooks, their last pick in the sixth round out of Texas Tech. Their all-time leading rusher. Okay, I do like that one. But the rest of the stuff, I'm looking, where did they get help? And that's a good thing for the Chiefs that the Bengals had a crap draft.
This is one of those drafts that you look at and it's like, you would think that these would be guys that the Chiefs would take. Like Shamar Stewart is a guy that everyone was like, oh, that's a Chief. That's a Chiefs edge rusher right there. Like all the traits you're looking for. Demetrius Knight, I mean, you know, Chiefs linebacker, you know how that is. But Barrett Carter is a guy, a fourth round you'd think would be an option for him. Jalen Rivers was a guy that was constantly mocked to the Chiefs as a tackle later in the rounds. Taj Brooks is a guy we talked about as a potential draft pick at running back. I think they hit the positions they need to hit on. They needed to improve their offensive line. The only thing is I'm like, is like, what about corner? Because like you're not that great in your secondary. And you went and got two linebackers. You got an edge rusher.
They're going to replace Sam Hubbard, too.
Right. And here's the thing about Shamar Stewart is, like, as much as I think he's a very, very talented player, there's not a lot of substance there.
Let's see, Dante Thornton.
Yeah, it's like Shamar Stewart's a guy that you're looking – that I would look at late first round. If the Chiefs had needed an edge rusher, I think he'd be a really interesting option because he's got the talent of someone who should be much more productive than what he is. He just hadn't found that at A&M. But you want to get some guy with a little bit more production on him, and they didn't get that.
The text line loves the Bears. Keep in mind, Ben Johnson's there as coach. Got last year's number one, and Caleb Williams. Colston Loveland at tight end. Remember, they passed on Tyler Warren.
They did.
I did like Tyler Warren better there, but Colston Loveland,
he's a better blocker, so it makes sense.
Luther Burden ends up there, too. That's awesome. That's a good pick.
I love that pick for the Bears.
Shamar Turner, defensive tackle out of A&M, goes there as well as far as highlighted players. Yeah, and through free agency, they bring in Joe Tooney and stuff like that. But Loveland and Burden can possibly make a difference for that team.
Yeah, no, they brought in Ozzie Tropilo in the third round. I'm not a fan of that pick. I'm not sure he's a tackle. He's very tall. He's like 6'8". I mean, maybe he's a tackle. Maybe he ends up playing right tackle. But kind of shorter on the arm length and a little bit underweight for someone who's 6'8". So you kind of worry about that weight distribution there. Maybe his pad level's a little too high. But certainly he's a good talent. He's a very good talent. And, yeah, Shamar Turner, not super productive in his last year at A&M, but he's massive. He's huge nose tackle type, and that's a guy that you look at as if he develops, he could be a guy that kind of plugs up the middle of your D-line.
And a big thanks to Justin Wilcox, the head coach of the Cal Bears, to join us talking about Noel Williams, who the Chiefs took in the third round. We had Jeff Brum on, the head coach of University of Louisville. Never know what we're going to have tomorrow night, working on a few other things. But then we come back, 913-586-7965, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. And it's also the phone number, 913-586-7965. Just kind of our final thoughts on the Chiefs draft. We'll talk about it tomorrow night as well between 6 and 9. But just kind of as a whole, what we think, what we liked about the Chiefs draft class in 2025. We'll discuss that next before turning the baton over to Josh Vernon. Welcome back, 96.5 The Fan, home of the Kansas City Chiefs, also home of the Kansas City Royals. Josh Vernon comes your way at noon. Chris Bubich Day, let's go. Royals on a hot streak right now. Jay Binkley, Chris Anocero, Jacob Mustard producing the operation. It's been a lot of fun. We're not putting a bow on this yet. For today, I am.
Yeah. Last segment. We got one more show tomorrow. And then
Character Concerns all year, where we start diving into next year's. We just close the door and open up a new one.
Yeah, now we got to start.
On the Pittsburgh, as they say. That's where the NFL draft is next year.
So we're going to have to start doing some research, looking up 2026 guys.
Oh, and we have to drink beer and eat nachos and watch college football.
I mean, I'm not a big beer drinker.
No, but I am.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
But you're a nacho guy.
Yeah, I love nachos. but I'm very much waiting, looking forward to football season coming up. But it's gonna be nice to get in a little break after this.
Follow them Royals on a hot streak. Why not?
I know, right? Yeah.
Get the Astros in here and whoop them up a little bit. I've always said the Royals own the Astros. Last year they did. They were 3-4, but they're 5-1 against them 2 years ago. But
yeah,
it's having the Rockies come in here than the Astros. That is booty call after booty call, man.
Man,
that is late night leaving the bar with a couple gals.
They've been smacking around. I mean, seriously, you were getting whooped by some teams, but now you haven't allowed a run against the Astros in two games.
Remember, it was the White Sox last year. It was like the right team at the right time. Royals struggling, go beat up on them. Found the Rockies.
The Rockies
around.
Come in and they're a slump buster.
How you doing, baby? How you doing?
Yeah, they're feeling pretty good about themselves now. I'm excited.
Lance, great. Texter Lance, great scene the other night. Lance at the landing as well. Lance was there. He's always does mock drafts. He's the most consistent guy we have doing mock drafts.
Yeah, because he puts them out every week.
Lance, I'm waiting for next year's. Yeah. I am waiting for next year's to come out so far. But he liked the Cardinals. Said, don't forget about the Cardinals.
Cardinals we talked are good about team. Him yesterday. They drafted well.
Because they got Walter Nolan in the first round. Walter Nolan's a stud. As a matter of fact, he was the 96.5 The Fan. The people on the radio, their number one pick, most of them, Walter Nolan was the most popular pick, followed by Will Johnson out of Michigan. Great cornerback pickup in the second round. And, to get Denzel Burke later on out of Ohio State, the corner, Hayden Connor, the guard out of Texas. So, yes, don't sleep on the Cardinals. Now, can they parlay this into success? Different story.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, because here's the thing is like there's always teams that will have a good draft. Like that happens all the time. Can you parlay that into multiple years of having good drafts, having 3+ players that turn into good starters or star players for you every
Cleveland.
Year?
Hey, look at all the picks they got by Trayvon Travis Hunter. And I'm like, okay, but you know, think if Hunter was still
there.
What
did you do with those picks?
Yeah, you got to do something with them besides
you took
draft
two quarterbacks,
every running back.
Two running backs. Like, what are you doing?
And explain Dylan Gabriel because that name's going to end up on that mannequin downtown Cleveland.
Yeah,
where they
like
put all the quarterbacks.
Dylan, that may be the most confusing pick that happened on day two was Dylan. I literally sat there and I was like, quarterback right here. This is Shador. And then Dylan Gabriel's name came. I'll tell you this, if I was Shador, I would have just called the Browns. I said, don't even think about
taking
it.
And to be honest with you, Flacco there and Dylan Gabriel, Shador has a good chance to start anyways,
but it's like why would you waste a third round pick? You did all that talking about how you wanted to get so much value. Why would you waste a third round pick on Dylan Gabriel?
But regardless,
and great dude, but why would you use a pick on that guy?
So the Chiefs class started out with Josh Simmons on Thursday night. Made my feelings clear on that one. Wait and see on that one. But I'll be honest with you. As far as a whole with what the Chiefs did, I liked it a lot because, you know, no pun intended, but Omar Norman Lott coming in. Yes, don't look at the rotational basis. Don't look at the starting basis. Look at production. The highest pass win rate percentage in college football. Dude's a stud. Dude is a strong dude. He pushes guys around. I love the Chiefs going there. Ashton Gelati, the edge rusher out of Louisville, I love the comparisons to George Karloftis. Love the fact that Karloftis kind of helped mentor him. Heck, we brought on Jeff Brohm, the head coach of Louisville, to talk about the connection because he had Karloftis at Purdue and Gelati at Louisville. Noel Williams is my favorite pick in this class, the corner out of Cal. His head coach, Kevin Wilcox, joined us as well. Hey, dude eats, sleeps, and breathes football. One of the best quotes I've heard from a coach when he talks about there's two categories. Those that like looking like a football player and like those that like to play like a football player. And he's got that. Jalen Royals finally going wide receiver in the fourth round. Wasn't my favorite in the draft class as far as receivers, but 100% take him because I think Royals is a ton of upside. Plus, he can return kicks. Bosa can play everywhere. His Mike linebacker can play Will, can play all over. His great coverage linebackers they got. And then Breshard Smith. low wear and tear from his days as a wide receiver at Miami, extremely productive at SMU. Got to get better between the tackles, but overall, absolutely love what the Chiefs did on day two and three.
Yeah, I thought we always talk about this every year. Day two is really kind of where you make your money as a GM. And I thought that they really made their money on day two. I thought they did a really strong job shoring the defense up. You got starting caliber corner, starting caliber edge rusher, starting caliber interior pass rusher. That is exactly what I thought you needed to hit on in this draft. They did that on day two. Certainly, we can kind of question, like, certainly some guys don't fit preferences that some of the fans had. Like, some people didn't like Omar Norman Lott. Or some people probably aren't
because they're reading the press clippings about playing time,
right?
And stuff like
yeah,
this. Look at production.
And some people aren't fans of like Jelani because of the length and whatnot. But man, you watch these guys on film,
and Jelani's not blocking either.
No,
so it doesn't matter.
No, he's massive. He gets after it. Got a great but all those guys they got have a great mindset, and they have high motors, and they want to win. And that is how you build a winning football team there. So I thought they did a lot of winning on day two there. And people are going to look back at this draft class and be like, man, how did they keep winning? It's because of days like day two this past draft.
Big thanks to the Landing and Liberty that hosted the draft party on Thursday night.
Yeah, they were great.
Great time out there.
Yeah, awesome. Love doing the draft coverage there. They were really awesome there. Packed house. It was hard to get in there. I love that part.
Big thanks, Jacob Mustard. Great job producing the operation.
Yeah, great
really
job, Jacob.
We'll be with you tomorrow night as well. Looking forward to that. Great job, Kristen Osero. Enjoy doing the draft coverage with you. We still
always
got more, though, so I'm not going to say goodbye yet.
Yep.
But regardless, Josh Vernier, Royals, Chris Bubich, all next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAFGiving360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.